you're listening to Over the Oxer podcast with Tracy Cole for all things to do with the mind for equestrians.
I want to talk today about larks and owls. So people that go to bed really early and get up early, and people who go to bed late and then get up late. And the reason that I was thinking about this was that I always consider myself to be a bit of a night owl. I've always thought of myself as being able to stay up and want to stay up really late and dread getting up early in the morning. But because I've got horses, I've had to change. I've had to get up early so that I can do the horses before I do any work. So I've been sort of forced into it. And I'm kind of wondering now whether I'm not quite as much of an owl as I used to be. So I was doing a little bit of hunting around the internet, a little bit of research about larks and owls. And I was thinking about it in an equestrian context, because most of us do get up early, whether we're a lark or we're an owl. And how does that impact us? Is that good for us if you're a lark and you're sort of going against what's more natural for you? Does it help you? Does it help you to turn yourself into a lark? Can you turn yourself into a lark? So what I found out was that the difference between the larks and the owls, generally speaking, is genetic. So these are called chronotypes. So where you like to sort of be active during the day, whether it's you sort of push everything a bit later or you push everything a bit earlier. And often when we think about owls and larks, you think about the teenager that likes to stay in bed really late. And I definitely did as a teenager. I think I spent most of my teenage years really tired because I had to get up for school. I know that when I had school holidays, I could lie in most of the day, seriously. You know, I daren't even reveal how long I could stay in bed, but then I would stay up really late as well. So I really, really enjoyed that. And then obviously you go to be a student and then you get a job and you have to get up and you have to turn yourself around a little bit. But I can remember being in my 20s and still staying up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and then getting up at 6, 6:30, hating getting up, but almost having a need to stay up late. I wasn't an equestrian then. I didn't have horses. You know, it's really important for us, especially if we're thinking about mindset and we're thinking about health in general. Does it give us an advantage or a disadvantage to be a lark? And can, because we've got to get up early, we're forced to do, can owls ever become larks? Or is it ingrained in you and you'll always have that awful lurching feeling when the alarm comes on? So it's funny because I think nowadays I'm becoming more and more of a lark. That means I'm finding it easier to get up. Is that just practice? I'm not so sure. So I found out that larks often have a very different gut microbiome to the owls. So it's not necessarily genetic that, but it is something to do with our diet. And it does seem that the two different diets promote different gut biomes, which then influence whether or not we're a lark or an owl. So it's a bit, it seems to be, from what I've been reading, that it's a bit of a chicken and egg. So are you born a lark or an owl, and then you change because of your gut microbiome, and your gut microbiome changes because of what you eat? There's been lots of studies trying to find out where does this all stem from and how can we change it? So the larks, generally, research has found that they tend to have a better diet. They tend to drink more water. That was a big one I saw across various studies. And they tend to eat better, high fiber foods. Whereas the owls, I'm afraid, lots of sugary drinks, and also a lot more fat in their diet. So not a very healthy diet. Is that the thing that pushes us more towards getting up late, going to bed late? So it may just be that. Maybe also that we're in some kind of continuum and you're not necessarily a lark or an owl. It seems to be that it's sort of like a bell curve, like a normal distribution of data, that you can have people at the extremes who are definitely and steadfastly larks or owls, but there are also people in the middle who are a bit of a mixture. And maybe this is what's happening with me, that I was an owl, now I'm feeling more larkish. And when I looked at the diets, I think my diet is more like a lark. It's a little bit healthier. I never drink sugary drinks. I just don't like them. Higher fat and lots of meat. I don't eat meat. That's just a choice. And so I think naturally my fat levels probably are a little bit lower, although I eat loads of cheese, it has to be said. And so if you need to think about whether you are naturally a lark or naturally an owl, and you've been forced into this early get up with your horses, then when you go on the internet, there's lots of questions like, what time would you like to get up if you really could get up at any time? And that's a useful question. They also ask things like, what time would you like to have your breakfast? What time would you like to have your evening meal? But I thought, you know, what would give me the best answer was a question that I also found on the internet. If you had a really important exam to do, would you prefer to do it earlier in the day or later? And I thought, do you know what? Throughout my life, whether I thought I was an owl or not, then I've always preferred to get through the harder stuff first. And if that was me, I'd want to get up and do it first thing and get it out of the way. So maybe I've always had a bit of larkism. I think I'm making up words now, but I think I've always probably had some of that. So maybe now as I age, because people do become more like larks as they age, maybe that's what I'm seeing. And maybe it's a natural progression that I'm getting older and you start to be able to get up earlier and earlier. So is there any benefit to being a lark apart from being able to get up and do your horses and not have to drag yourself so much out of bed? Apparently, yes, there's loads and loads of physical health benefits, but also mental health benefits. So generally, the larks are healthier. There's less type 2 diabetes. They are generally less obese. They generally sleep better. And of course, sleeping better is going to help their health so much in so many different ways. But the mental health is interesting as well. The larks tend to suffer less from mental health conditions. They're less depressed. They're in general less anxious. Whether or not that is due to having access to more sunlight, I'm not really sure. Or are they active for longer periods? Again, I'm not really sure about that. A University of Colorado study showed some really, really interesting results. They got volunteers to camp outside and they were only allowed natural light sources, so sunlight or moonlight. And what they found was that all of the volunteers naturally shifted into being larks. So I wonder if this is our natural default setting, that as human beings, we were meant to be larks. And if time allows, and if maybe we don't have to get up for work, we can become more of the owls, especially in teenage and maybe young 20s, young 30s. Maybe we prefer that lie-in as well. In fact, the volunteers in the University of Colorado study were getting up 2.5 hours on average earlier than they would outside of the study. So the study's a little bit false, obviously, because, you know, these people didn't have to go to work and things like that. But at the same time, they didn't have devices. They were naturally getting up at that time, far, far earlier. Be interesting to know whether they felt happier or they felt like they could do, you know, stuff, they could do work more easily. So how are we going to make ourselves a little bit more larkish, if only for the health benefits, if also for just being a little bit able to have a bit more energy around the yard to do your mucking out or your turning out in the morning, just so that it all just becomes a bit easier and you're not looking at that clock and it's just stupid o'clock and you really, really don't want to get up. And it's sort of like you're getting up with the sole purpose to help your horses and feed horses, but you know, it's also a bit of a drag and a bit of a chore. How can we take that chore out of it so that you feel much better about doing it? So there are a few things, and if you look on the internet, there's millions of things that you can do. Again, it's like the morning routine style of thinking, and some of it I could do very easily. Some of it, it would make me want to stay in bed even longer. So getting up, for instance, to go and do some form of exercise like yoga or go for a run or even a brisk walk, that would make me stay in bed on a winter's morning. But maybe that would be for you. Lots of people advocate having a cold shower. Again, that would make me stay in bed. But how about a mindful shower? I could do that, where you close your eyes and you think of yourself under a waterfall and you think about what colour waterfall you would like to be under. I could do that. That would get me out of bed, especially a nice warm shower. How about having a good breakfast? That would get me out of bed as well. I quite like the idea of having, you know, a substantial breakfast and maybe less for lunch. I quite like that idea. And if we kept in with the larks having higher fibre and lots more water, that would work for me as well. So that gut biome, not only helped by the high fibre foods and the water, but it could also be helped by some of the things that we know support a healthy gut, things like sauerkraut and kimchi and so on, these fermented foods. I'm not saying that you go and have them for breakfast, although you could do, but again, that may just sway us over to being a lark and springing out of bed. I still don't spring out of bed, but it could be, it could happen. Lots of information on the web says to avoid things like picking up your phone first thing and looking on social media, because it can be very triggering, and it's much better to have the natural light if it's light. I don't think these people were necessarily equestrians who were writing this, because we get up very often before the dawn, especially this time of year and earlier in the winter. Definitely. I'm still just about getting light now. Another thing that you can think of doing, and this is a very larkish behaviour, is something called eat the frog. Eat the frog is all about doing the thing that is the most laborious, or the thing that you're putting off, or the chore that you don't really want to do, getting that out of the way first. And then you can spend the rest of the day doing things that are easier. So I think that would definitely fit in with a larkish behaviour, who are forced to get up. True owls, who are really forced to get up to be early, can feel stressed by that. So it may be something that you do over time if you wanted to do it. And if you are lucky enough to be quite young and still enjoying lazy lie-ins, maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe that's what your body needs at that time in your life. And I envy you. I hope I've given you a little bit of food for thought and that you might consider ways in which you can help yourself just make that early get up a little bit easier. Take care, and I'll see you again really soon.